Shalom Kvod Harav. My father-in-law's mother passed away on Erev Yom Kippur. As halacha dictates, the joy of Simchas Yontif overrides the Shiva, and as long as some form of mourning took place beforehand, Yom Kippur or any other festival cancels the Shiva, the seven-day mourning period. How does this law confirm with the dictum of Drachecha Darchei Noam, the Torah's ways are pleasant? Surely the Shiva helps the Avil and is very therapeutic. Secondly, how can the Avil be forced into a state of Simcha, having not had a grief period? Is there a deeper message to be understood here? Please enlighten. Tiskul and Mitzvos, Rafi Garson from the UK. Okay. One of the ideas is that a Yontif itself has a therapeutic value and helps to mitigate the tsar. But the main answer over here is that the Torah demands that a person control his emotions. Emotions are not hefker. And therefore, there are times to cry, and the halacha says that one should cry during those times. And it seems to imply that one can control when he cries and when he doesn't cry. And there are times that one is not allowed to cry, and obviously one is in control of his emotions. The entire Torah is based on the fact that a person is in control. He has bechira, he has free choice, and he can control his actions, his thoughts, his speech, and his emotions. And therefore, when there's a time one is required to have simcha, he can control his emotions and hold back his grief. And when has to have the emotions of grief, then he can express them. That's the ideal. Even though an avil has his shiva canceled, it doesn't mean that he can't go through a time after yontif of showing his grief or whatever. He's just not required to fulfill the mitzvahs of shiva. Those are bottled from him. But that he can express his grief, right, and go through that period of grieving, nothing holds him back from doing that, except that he can't do it in an open way that would violate the yontif on the yontif. But after the yontif, he can go through that grieving period.